Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Beitz Daf Yutes. We left off on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph at the two dots, the second line of the page at Tanur Rabbanan. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also by Dr. Jerry Schiff and family, in memory of Dr. Seymour Schiff, Shalom Yechiel Ben Yaakov Halevi, whose yard site was Friday, and also by Marty Wasserman, in honor of his father's yard site, Shimon Alter Ben Meir Zev, which was on Friday, in the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors, all three sponsors, very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to first discuss being Tovel Kalim on Yom Tov. Now we're going to talk about being Tovel Kalim during Ben Hashmashos. Ben Hashmashos leading into Yom Tov, and also it's just Tam on a regular Ben Hashmashos. Is there any issue with being Tovel Kalim during Ben Hashmashos? Then the Gemara, right before the Mishnah, is going to explain that one cryptic line that we had in the Mishnah that we didn't even bother to try to explain when we read the Mishnah, where we said you could be Tovel Migav Legav, Michabura Lechabura. What exactly does that mean? So the Gemara is going to explain that very briefly based on a Braisa. And then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to talk about whether a person is allowed to bring Karbanos Ola on Yom Tov. Karban Ola gets burnt entirely on the Mizbeach. It's not Ochel Nefesh at all. You don't get to eat any of it. So you're allowed to bring a Karban Ola, obviously not one of the ones that are Chovas Hayom, you're allowed to bring in Yom Tov. But the ones that are not Chovas Hayom, are you allowed to bring on Yom Tov? And whether a person is allowed to do smicha on Yom Tov, not to give rabbinic ordination, but to lean on an animal on the carbon on Yom Tov. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about carbon toda being brought on the regalim. And we're going to have three different opinions about carbon toda, because carbon toda is a little bit tricky, since there's a Pesach complication when it comes to carbon toda, and that is that carbon toda has 40 lachme toda, 10 of which are chametz, so Pesach is sort of out as far as carbon toda. But we're going to talk about how Karban Toda relates to Erev Pesach, how Karban Toda relates to Sukkos on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, what about Shavuos, and also that's going to lead us into a discussion of the Isra of Bal Ta'acher, that at what point does a person violate the Isra of Bal Ta'acher? Normally you take a neder and a dove, you're supposed to bring a Karban, so you have up until three regalim to bring that Karban. How do we cheshbon those three regalim? Is it the next three? Does it have to be in a specific order? How do we figure out the Yisra of Bal Ta'acher? So let's begin. Again, Yutas Amud Aleph, all the way at the top of the page, second line on the page, Tan Rabbanan. Kli shenitma me'erev Yom Tov, ein makbil nosa ben Hashmashos. So if a Kli became Tameh on Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be Tovel it during the Ben Hashmashos going into Yom Tov, where it's Safek that it might already be Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to be Tovel on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon Shazori Yomer, af b'chol ein makbil nosa, m'nei shetzarech arev Shemesh, that even on a weekday you're not allowed to be Tovel Ben Hashmashos, because when you tovel something, it then needs Harav Shemesh before you can use it for Truma, before you can assume it's Tar. So if a person is going to be Tovel Ben Hashmashos, why is he rushing to be Tovel? And now it must be because he's trying to get it in under the wire. He's trying to get it in during the daytime. So he's going to use this Kli tonight for his Truma, for his Taros. But it's already Ben Hashmashos, so it already might be Laila. So this won't count as his Harav Shemesh. He really would need to wait another day. So we don't allow Toveling a Kli during Ben Hashmashos, even on a weekday, lest the person think that would be good enough to allow for him to use it that evening. So ask the Gemara, V'tanakama lo bayi Harav Shemesh? Does the Tanakama not require Harav Shemesh? Why does the Tanakama think it's only a problem on Yantiv and doesn't think it's a problem of a regular Ben Hashmashos? Isn't this a legitimate concern about Harav Shemesh? So says Mara, Amarava Ashkachtinu l'arban de Rav Yasiv Ka'amri. I saw the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash. They were explaining this machlokas as follows. They're arguing in a particular case where it seems pretty clear that the fellow is aware that it needs to be toveled by a certain time in order to be allowed to use it tonight. The fellow seems to be indicating to us that he's very well aware that he has to get it in under a certain deadline if he wants to use this kli tonight. What would be a case where just by looking at the guy who's toveling the kli, we know that he's aware of the halacha that he's got to get it done before shkia? The guy is holding the kli in his hand and he's running to go tovel it during Ben Hashmashos. So the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri is how do we interpret his running? So Marisavar the Tanakam says Hayde Karad Vazel made the other the Bayar of Shemesh. The fact that he's running shows that he's aware that there's a deadline, and therefore he's trying to get there before Shkia. If he gets there after Shkia, he will be aware that he's not allowed to use it tonight. But once he's at the mikvah, he might as well tovel it, so he'll use it the next night. Boy, he's going to come back again tomorrow. What's the point of going back tomorrow? He might as well tovel it now. But we don't have to be concerned that he's going to try to use it tonight, because the fact that he was running shows us that he was aware that there's a deadline, and that if he missed that deadline, that he's not allowed to use it tonight. Umar suffer, whereas Rabbi Shimon Shazuri holds, no, machmas melachto dekarad. People are always running this way, that way. Everyone's always rushing to somewhere. So he's got a lot of work to do. He's a busy person. That's why he's running. It doesn't indicate at all that he knows that he has a deadline. And therefore, if he tovels ben hashmashos, I do have to be concerned that he's going to go and use it tonight. And that's why we don't allow toveling ben hashmashos according to Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. So v'amina luhu ana. So Rava says, that's what the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash are saying. They were interpreting this machlokas tanakam and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri about whether you can tell nikeres mitoch machshavto nikeres mitoch masav, whether you can tell by his running what his plan is or what his thinking is. But I told them, says Rava, when I heard them explaining that machlokas tanakam and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri in such a way that is not the machlokas, but rather b'machshavos nikeres mitoch masav dekuliam lo pligi. If the fellow is running, everyone agrees you can let him tovel the thing b'nashmashos, because everyone would agree. Tanakam, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, they would all agree that if you see the fellow running, you know that he knows that there's a deadline, and you know that he's not going to use the kli. If he doesn't get the tevila done before Shkia, if he doesn't ben Hashmashos, he'll wait to the next day. Keep pligi, the whole machlokes of Shimon Shazuri and Tanakama is kagon de'itmi b'pachas mekadasha. A case is, this person who's toveling the kli also had another shayla. He had a separate shayla, nothing to do with this kli, about a sheretz that was smaller than a shear of a kadasha, and he didn't know, is that enough to be metame or not? He didn't know the basic shear of tumas sheretz, how large it has to be in order to be metame. Vasal kamed rabban l'shiule, and he asks such a shayla to the chachamim: is a sheretz pachs mikadasha itmi alo? He wanted to know: is a sheretz pachs mikadasha metame or not? So the fact that he asked such an amaratzic question, that he wasn't aware that a sheretz pachs mikadasha is not metame, does that tell you about his general knowledge of tumen tahara? And you could assume he's unaware of any of the halachas of tumen tahara, including the din of harav shemesh. Or do you say no? He wasn't aware of that halacha, of the halacha of the shir of pachs mikadasha. But it doesn't mean he's totally unfamiliar with all of the halachas of tumen tahara. So marsav Reb Shimon Shazuri holds me the halo gamir harav shemesh nami lo gamir. You could tell by the shailas a person asks whether he's namaritz or not. So this person doesn't know that sharitz is not metame pachs mikadasha. Mistama doesn't know that you need Harav Shemesh after you tovel the kli. So even though he's running to tovel the kli, and normally when a person is running, we assume that's an indication of knowledge, but we know this person's namaretz. So the running has to be attributed to the fact that he's busy in his life in general, and not because he's knowledgeable that it has to be toveled in time. So we can't allow such a person to tovel the kli ben hashmashos. But Amar Savar Tanakama holds, Hahu delo gamir, ha Harav Shemesh gamir. That just because he's unaware of the shear of Tumas Sheretz doesn't mean he's unaware of the whole concept of Harav Shemesh. People are funny that way. Sometimes they're aware of certain halachas, they know of certain things that may be even more advanced halachas, and they're less aware of more basic and more obvious halachas. So you can't make a general assessment just based on the fact that he asked a shaila about a sheretz, about the shear of a sheretz, a general assessment about his knowledge. So, but what does emerge clearly is that on the Ben HaShemeshos of Yantif, there's no machlokas, that you're not allowed to be Tovel Kalim in the Bein HaShemeshos of Yantif. So Rashi writes that because then it's going to turn out that you're a matbil b'yomtov shalol tzarech, that you're a matbil and yomtov for no tzarech at all. Why does he have to say that it's shalol tzarech? You're not allowed to be Tovel Kalim in Yomtov. So from Rashi, it sounds like that b'makum tzarech, you'd be allowed to be Tovel in Bein HaShemeshos. Since Bein HaShemeshos is a little more kal than Yomtov, it's a safek, so b'makum tzarech, you'd be allowed to be Tovel Kalim Ben Hashmashos of going into Yantiv. So nowadays, when we do Tefillas Kelim, we don't need Harav Shemesh because we're not being Tovel Kelim for Tumah. We're being Tovel Kelim for the mitzvah of Tefillas Kelim, for the requirement of Tefillas Kelim. So there's no requirement of Harav Shemesh. The only issue is the Yantiv issue, that you're not allowed to be Tovel Kelim on Yantiv. So what about Ben Hashmashos to be Tovel Kelim, Ben Hashmashos going into Yantiv nowadays? So according to Rashi, it sounds like if there's a real Tzorech, you're allowed to do it. Absent a Tzorech, you have plenty of Kelim, and you just stop once want a Tovel more, that you're not allowed to do. But if there's a real Tzorech, it sounds from Rashi, that you're allowed to do it. In fact, that's how many of the Poskim write. That's what the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Reish Lamech Aleph, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes all of this from the Magen Avraham and from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And then in Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the reason that why don't I say that it's automatically a Svek Sveka, meaning the Magen Avraham, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. When the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Harav write, what if you're Mesupik if it's Ben HaShemashos? I'm not sure, is it Ben HaShemashos yet, or is it not Ben HaShemashos yet? So they say, no, you still can't Tovel Kelim. If there's no major Tzorech, you can't Tovel Kelim Ben HaShemashos, even Suffolk Ben HaShemashos, you can't Tovel Kelim. So the Bir Halacha says, why not? What would be the problem? Shouldn't you say Svek Sveka? Suffolk, whether it's Ben HaShemashos or not Ben HaShemashos. And even if it is Ben HaShemashos might not be Yantiv yet, it might still be a weekday. So it's a Svek Sveka to point you into the fact that it's a weekday, with a Rov Tzadim telling you that it's a weekday. So why can't you be Tovel Kelim based on that? So Mishnah Berurah says the Pashim Shad in the Bir Halacha, he says, because that's not two Sveikos, it's one Suffolk. Your Suffolk is it Chol or is it Yomtov? So no matter how many ways you can say that same thing, it's really, Ben HaShemashos is a Suffolk. Yeah, it's a Suffolk Chol, Suffolk Yomtov. And I don't even know if it's Ben HaShemashos. Who cares whether it's Ben HaShemashos? What matters is it Chol or is it Yomtov? That's the same Suffolk. That's why it's questionable. A lot of that Rav Moshe has a kula when it comes to doing a Hefsek Tara, for a woman to do Hefsek Tara from Nida. You also have to do it before Ben HaShemashos, before the next day. So Rav Moshe has a kula that in the New York area, up until 9 minutes after Shkia, it's you could still do the Hefsek Tara because it might not be Ben HaShemashos. I mean, Machlokes Gadol and Rabbeinu Tam, it's much more complicated than that, but it might not be Ben HaShemashos. And even if it is Ben HaShemashos, it might still be Yom. So a lot of the other poskim aren't so thrilled with that kula. Even Rav Moshe himself, only applied, according to many of his Talmidim, only applied that kula in the Shas Adchak. He didn't regularly apply the kula, although many a segment of his Talmidim do apply that kula universally without asking any questions. But Rav David used to say that that's only for a Shas Adchak that he would apply that kula. But a lot of the other poskim aren't thrilled with that kula at all because it's not a Svek Sveka. It's one Safek. Is it Yom or is it Laila? Like the Bir Halacha says over here, when you have a Safek Ben HaShemashos, it's one Safek. Is it Yom or is it Laila? Shulchan Aruch Rav explains differently. He says the reason that it's not a Safek Be'etzem because if someone else knows about it, then it's not called Suffolk at all, meaning someone else is fully aware whether it's Ben HaShemashos or not. You just happen to not look up the Zmanim, so you don't know if it's the time for Ben HaShemashos. He said that's why it wouldn't qualify as a Svek Sveka. Tosef Shabbos says a different that it's not a Svek Sveka Mishapech, that in order for a Svek Sveka to work, you have to be able to say them in whichever order. So what are you going to say over here? I don't know if it's Ben HaShemashos or not Ben HaShemashos. And even if it is Ben HaShemashos, I don't know if this Ben HaShemashos says if right now is the din of Yom or Laila. You can't say it the other way, that I don't know if it's Yom or Laila. And even if it's Laila, I don't know if it's Ben HaShemashos or not. It doesn't work. It doesn't flip. So if you can't have a Svek Sveka Mesapech, then it's not going to be a valid Svek Sveka. But going back to the point we were saying before, when there is a Tzorech, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Reish Samech Aleph Sivkat Nehei, if you need that kli for Tzorech Mitzvah, Tzorech Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Yom Tov, you are allowed to be Tovel Ben HaShemashos based on this Rashi, that Rashi says only when it's Shalol Tzorech, it's going to be Asir. But when there is a Tzorech for whatever reason, then you are allowed to be tovel the kli. It's a shaila in poskim. Is it better to be tovel the kli or give it to a guy? Right, meaning which is the better kula to take advantage of? You're giving it as a matana to a guy or just toveling it yourself during Ben HaShemashos? That's a shaila in the poskim. It's also a shaila in the poskim. Let's say it's not Ben HaShemashos, but I was mekabel Shabbos early, so can I be tovel kelim? So Pashta says no. You could ask another Jew to do it for you. That would be perfectly fine. But the Mishnah Shabur is Mechadesh, in the name of the Magen Avraham is Mechadesh, that if a person was Mekabel Shabbos early, not together with the Tzibur, personally, not with saying Baruch Hu together with the Tzibur, he just personally was Mekabel Shabbos early, that could be no more Chamor than Bein HaShmashos, which is a big Chiddush, but that's what he suggests, that even though you're Mekabel Shabbos, it can't be more Chamor than having an actual Bein HaShmashos. So the Chiddush is very Mistavir, because everybody has to be Mekabel by the time it's Bein HaShmashos, and yet we still have these coolers for Bein HaShmashos. So obviously you are Mekabel Shabbos by Bein HaShmashos. So therefore you have to be Mekel in that case as well. Okay, says the Gemara further. Then the Mishnah said, Matbilim Migav L'Gav, and it also said, Umi Chabur L'Chabura. So the Brice explains, Tan Rabban, Ketzon Migav L'Gav. What does it mean you're allowed to do Tvila Migav L'Gav? So it means as follows. Harotza Lasos Gito Al Gav Kado, or Kado Al Gav Gito Osa. That a person is toveling a kad, a jug, in order to be Dorech, in order to crush his olives in, and instead he decides to use it for crushing grapes, or vice versa. So that's perfectly fine. You're allowed to do that, and even though you're changing the purpose of the kli from what you intended to use the kli for at the time of the tevila, you don't need to do another tevila. So even though at the time of the tevila you were planning to use it for purpose A, and you toveled it for that purpose in mind, you're allowed to use it for purpose B. It's perfectly fine. You're allowed to use it for a different purpose. That's how Rashi explains. Rabbeinu Chananel says a little differently. He says, Gito and Kado are the same, that Gito and Kado, one of them is for Meiser and one of them is for Truma. And anyone who's Mitaher, Caleb, for Meiser, that Tevila is not going to work for Truma. He has to be Tovel again, L'shem Truma. That's a Mishnah Mesech Chagiga, that since Truma is more Tuma sensitive, so if you Tovel only having in mind to be Mitaher for the sake of Meiser, you then are going to have to be Tovel again for the sake of Truma. So since this additional Tevila that you need to do to upgrade the use of the kli from Meiser to Truma is not really coming to remove any tuma. It's not really tummy. It's already been toveled. It's only to upgrade its tara status. You're allowed to do that in Yom Tov. That's what it means, that you can be tovel migav legav, that you're allowed to be tovel for, even though you've already been tovel the kli for a lower level purpose, you can now be tovel the kli again on Yom Tov for a higher level purpose. So according to Rashi, what the Mishnah means to say is that if you want to be machmir and be tovel because you're changing the purpose of the kli, meaning the way Rashi understood is you wanted to use it for olives, now you want to use it for grapes. You toveled it before Yom Tov L'shem olives, and now you're going to use it L'shem grapes, so you don't need to tovel again. But if you choose to be machmir, to tovel it again, because that wasn't the purpose you had in mind, you could do that on Yom Tov, because that's not a tikkun kli at all, since you don't need to tovel it again. It's just something that you're volunteering to do. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. Ketzen mechabur l'chabur. What does it mean, mechabur l'chabura? Haya ochel b'chabur azuf. Let's say a person's eating his Karban Pesach with one group of people, and having that in mind, he was tovel himself on Erev Yom Tov, or his kelim on Erev Yom Tov, v'rotzeh l'echol b'chabur acheres. And then he changes his mind and decides to join with a different group of people for his Karban Pesach, and because he's changing his chabura, he wants to be tovel a second time, or his kelim a second time, for that purpose. Harishos b'yado, he's allowed to do that as well, because there was nothing wrong with the first tevila, so the second tevila is not really accomplishing anything, and if a tevila is not accomplishing anything, it's not mesakin, so it's not going to be a problem. Period. So now we move on to the next Mishnah. Karbonos Shlom and Karbonos Ola that are brought in Neder B'Nedava require smicha. The Bailim brings his carbon to the Azara, puts two hands on the head of the animal, pushes down the kol kocho. So Machlokas Tanayim in our Mishnah about smicha of Shalmei Chova that a person has to bring on Yom Tov. What do you have to bring on Yom Tov? Which Karbonos you have to bring on Yom Tov? Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha. These are Karbonos Shlom you have to bring on Yom Tov. So can you do smicha on those karbanos on Yom Tov? And we're also going to discuss which karbanos of regel can be brought on Yom Tov and which ones can't. So Beishamay Omrim, Mevi'in Shlamim, Ve'in Samchan Aleim. Beishamay says, you could bring Shalmei Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha on Yom Tov, you could shech them on Yom Tov, it's not an Isra Melacha on Yom Tov because it's Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to eat the meat of these animals, so it's for Ochel Nefesh purposes, perfectly fine, but you can't do Smicha on them on Yom Tov because Smicha is a violation of a Shavus and Isra Midrabanan to be mishtamish bebalichayim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the smicha is considered to be mishtamshus bebalichayim because the bailim needs to be somich bechol kocho in order to fulfill the smicha. So it says if you're riding on the animal, you're putting all your weight, the animal's supporting all your weight. That's called the shtamshus bebalichayim. So you're not allowed to, so Bishamai says, you're allowed to bring the Karban HaShlamim, but you're not allowed to do the smicha on the Karban HaShlamim. The Pnei Yeshua points out, the smicha, if I'm not allowed to do the smicha, then how can I bring the whole Karban? Doesn't it require smicha? So Pnei Yeshua points out, no, the smicha is not ma'akev, the heksher of the Karban, it's just a mitzvah that you're supposed to do. Doesn't it at least need to be ra'oi l'smicha? So he says, it is ra'oi l'smicha on a daraisa level. Midrabanan, we don't allow the smicha, but since on a daraisa level it's ra'oi l'smicha, it's a perfectly kosher Karban. And even though l'chadchili, you're not supposed to bring a Karban without doing the smicha, we're not going to ask you, says the Pnei Yeshua, we're not going to ask you from bringing the Karban in the first place on Yom Tov just because you're unable to do the smicha, because the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov and these requirements of Shalmei Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha override that concern of bringing a Karban without smicha. So that's Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai goes on to say, avalo olos. You're not allowed to even bring a Karban Ola on Yom Tov at all. And even though the Ola is a Chavas Hayom, you're not allowed to bring it. You're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov because we only allow Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh means that a person is going to eat it, not Achilas Mizbeach. The fact that the Mizbeach is going to consume the Ola, that's not called Ochel Nefesh. So you're not allowed to do the Shechita and the Haktara. You got to bring it on Chol HaMoed because after all, when it comes to the Karbanos Ola that you need to bring, it has Tashlum and Kol Shavi. You could bring it all Yom Tov long. You don't have to dafka bring it on the Yom Tov. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Ubeis Hillelom, Mevi'in Shlamim, Ve'olos V'samchan Aleim. You could do it all. You could bring Karbanos Shlamim, like Beis Shammai said. You could bring Karbanos Ola against what Beis Shammai said. And you could do Smicha on the Karbanos Shlamim against what Beis Shammai said. So Beis Hillel is totally makel. So says Gemara, Amar Ula, Machlokas Beis Shammai Chagiga Lismoch, Ve'olos Re'iya Likare. The machloka seems to be, can I do smicha on the Shalmei Chagiga, and can I even be makriv the Olas Re'iyah? That's where Beis Shammai's machmir on both counts. Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai must darshan from a pasuk. Pasuk says, v'chagos amoso, chag la'ashem. So we darshan that Chagiga in Olas Re'iyah lo, that a Chagiga can be brought on Yom Tov, but an Olas Re'iyah cannot be brought on Yom Tov. That's the drasha from the pasuk. Tosfos raises the question, why does Beis Shammai need a drasha to say that? We're going to say that the real reason is lachem v'lola gavoa. Is the basis of Beis Shammai. So why do I need this pasuk? So Tos suggests that it's coming to tell you not to darshan l'Hashem kol de l'Hashem the way Beis Hillel is about to darshan. But Beis Hillel savri Beis Hillel darshans like we just said l'Hashem kol de l'Hashem. That l'Hashem is mashma. Any karbonos can be brought on Yom Tov. Anything that's l'Hashem is allowed to be brought on Yom Tov, including the olas re'iyah. So even though no human is going to eat it, so it's not Ochel Nefesh, but Lashem, call the Lashem, you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. So the Chagiga and the Re'iyah really could be made up throughout the 7 days of Yom Tov, but nevertheless, you're allowed to bring them on Yom Tov, says Beis Hillel, because if you don't bring them on Yom Tov, there's a concern that you might delay, you might become an anus on the other days, and you're going to end up not bringing them at all. That's how Rashi explains that. Even though technically you could bring these throughout, what's the rush? Why do you have to bring it on the first day? You have to bring it on Chol HaMoed. It has Tashlum and Kol Shiva. Why can't you just bring Chol HaMoed? You can, but we don't force you to do that. We allow you to bring it on Yom Tov because we're afraid that there may be some sort of onus where you're not going to be able to bring it on Chol HaMoed. It asks Rav Elchanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Shiurim, how could you be matir malacha da oraisa because of a chashash shemei yonis? Shemei yonis is a chashash. Maybe there will be an onus and you won't be able to bring it on Chol HaMoed. This is a malacha da oraisa to do shechita. So we're going to allow a malacha da oraisa because of shemei yonis. So Rav Elchanan points out that just like you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, even if you don't know exactly how much you're going to eat, Jewish women are sometimes known to cook a little bit more than people are necessarily going to eat. So are you allowed to do that? You're cooking extra beyond exactly what people are going to eat? The Torah allows you anything that might be at Tzorech Hayom. So the fact that Shema Yanes tells me that this might be at Tzorech Hayom, because this might be my only opportunity to actually actually get it done. So since it might be Turach Yom, Mimela, it's not a Malacha anymore. So I'm allowed to do it on Yom Tov. That's how Rav Chanan explains. Aval, but, says Ula, even though there is a Machlokes B'Yashan Beis Hillel about whether I'm allowed to bring Olas Riyah, there is a Machlokes B'Yashan Beis Hillel whether I'm allowed to do Smicha on my Karban Shlamim, on my Shalmi Chagiga. Aval, Nidarim Unidavos, Tiver HaKol, Ein Kreven B'Yom Tov. But a Stama, a Shalmi Nidava, that you just want to volunteer, that's not a Chavas Hayom, Olas Neder, Olas Nidava, everyone would hold that you're not allowed to bring such carbonos on Yom Tov because it's not at all like the Chagiga. There's nothing that tells you you need to bring it today. So we don't include that in the drasha of Chag LaHashem. Even though Shalmei Nedava, a person's going to eat, so you would think that that's Ochel Nefesh. So Tosos, so the Gemara is going to point out later on in a couple of days from now, Chaf Aleph, that that's not called Ochel Nefesh because Kohanim are Zochem Yishulchan Gavoa. It's really that you're bringing it for the Ribbono Shalom and the Kohanim are just Zochem Yishulchan Gavoa. So Tosos over there explains in Daf Chaf Aleph, the Iker Shechita is done Letzorach Gavoa, and that the Chelek HaHedyot is therefore batel to the Chelek Gavoa, and it's considered as if it's all the Gavoa, so it's not considered to be a real Ochel Nefesh purpose. So in the Dar Mudavos, according to Ula, you cannot bring on Yom Tov. According to Ula says, both Beis HaMis will agree you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. So Meisve, the Gemara challenges this. I'm Reb Shimon Elazar Lo Nechlu, Beis HaMis will Oloshay Nishal Yom Tov, that Beis HaMis will do not disagree with an Ola that's not a Chavasiyom, a Neder and a Dava, an Ola's Neder and a Dava that's not a Chavasiyom, Shehena Krev Yom Tov. That for sure you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. They also don't disagree, Al Shlomim Shehen Shal Yom Tov, Shekraven Bi Yom Tov. That a carbon that is a Yom Tov carbon, a Shlomim that's a Yom Tov carbon, that for sure you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov because it has both Stadim to be Matir, that it's Zman is Yom Tov, and a human is going to eat from it, so it's an Ochel Nefesh issue. So an Ola that's not Shal Yom Tov has neither factor working in its favor. There's no reason to bring it on Yom Tov. It's not a Yom Tov carbon, and no person is going to eat from it. A shlamim that is Chavas Hayom has both factors working in its favor. It's a carbon for Yom Tov, and the person is going to eat from it. Where's the machlokas? Al ma nechleku? Al ola sheish al Yom Tov. What about an ola that's supposed to be brought on Yom Tov? Or val shlamim sheinim shal Yom Tov, or carbon shlamim that a person will eat from, but it's a neder and a dava. It's not a chiyuv of Yom Tov. That's where you have the machlokas. Beishami yom lo yavi, or beishami yom yavi. The Beishami says don't bring such carbonos in Yom Tov, and Beishami says you can bring such carbonos in Yom Tov. But you see clearly that shalmei nedarim and nedavos, according to Beishami, can be brought in Yom Tov. And Ula just got through saying that everyone agrees nedarim and nedavos, shlamim ola, it doesn't matter. Nedarim and nedavos are out. That you're not allowed to bring nedarim and nedavos in Yom Tov. Here we have explicitly that Beis Hillel holds that you are allowed to bring Shalmei Nedarim U'Nedavos on Yom Tov. So isn't that a challenge to Ula and to Rav Adbar Ava who say that you're not allowed to bring such Karbanos on Yom Tov? So Tritz Ve'emahachi, you have to answer up the Brisa as follows. That Ram Rabbi Shimon Elazar changed the wording of the Brisa. What Rabbi Shimon Elazar really meant to say in the Brisa is, Lo Nechlu B'Sham Beis Hillel Ola U'Shlamim She'enim Shal Yom Tov She'en Krevim B'Yom Tov. Any Karban that's not a Yom Tov Karban is automatically out. Even a Shlamim. It's not a Yom Tov carbon, if it's a Neder and a Dava, automatically out. Val Shlamim Shein Shal Yom Tov, and if it's a Shlamim that is a Yom Tov carbon, Shekraven B'Yom Tov. That is both factors working in its favor. It's eaten by human beings. It's a carbon of Yom Tov. That for sure you're allowed to bring. The only machlokas is, Al Manechliku Al Ola Shishal Yom Tov, if it's a carbon Ola, but it's a Yom Tov carbon. That's where Shebeshayim Ram Leyavi Beisalam Yavi. So if we change the Brisa like that, where we make the Brisa say that the only machlokas Beisalam Beis Hillel is about an Ola that's a Chavas Hayom, so then it works out very well that the Brisa conforms to the way Ula understood the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says Mara, that's great, you just changed all the words of a Brisa to fit an Amora. Do you really need to do that? Rav Yosef Amar, Tanai Shakalta Me'alma, is there no other Tana left in the world except for this Brisa? Meaning normally when an Amora goes against a Brisa, the way to answer is not by changing the Brisa, the way to answer is by finding another Brisa that reflects the sheet of that Amora. Say that it's a Machlokas Tanaim. Is this the only Tana in the world? You can't find another Tana that disagrees with that Brisa that you have to go and change all the words of the Brisa? Tanaihi, it's a Pashut Machlokas Tanaim. And Ula will hold like the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Again, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar may have said that you're allowed to bring, that Beis Hillel holds, you're allowed to bring the Darim Rudavos, Shalmei the Darim Rudavos on Yom Tov. Ula said, you're not allowed, that even Beis Hillel agrees, you're not allowed to bring Shalmei the Darim Rudavos on Yom Tov. All we need to do is find a Tana that says that you're not allowed to bring Shalmei the Darim Rudavos on Yom Tov. And we found one. Titanya, Shalmei Mabah Machmas Yom Tov, Bi Yom Tov. Let's say Shalmei Simcha, that come on account of Yom Tov, you bring on Yom Tov. Bishami Omrim, Somech Aleim Erev Yom Tov, Shachtam Yom Tov. Bishami says you could do Smicha on them on Erev Yom Tov, and you shach them on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel Amr, Somech Aleim, Bi Yom Tov, Shach them on Yom Tov. You could even do the Smicha on Yom Tov itself. You should take off the Smicha Shechita, you do the Smicha right before the Shechita, and you could shach it on Yom Tov itself. Aval, Nedarim Unedavos, Divrei Kalein Kreven Bi Yom Tov. But when it comes to Nedarim Unedavos, you cannot bring any Nedarim Unedavos on Yom Tov. So you see, here it's Beferish in the Braisa against Rabbi Shimon Lazar, that even Beis Hillel will say anything that's a Nedar Unedava, even Shalmei Nedar Unedava, are not allowed to be brought in Yom Tov. And by the way, now that we know that it's Machlokas Tanayim, Vahani Tanai, Kihani Tanai, it's not the only time in the literature of the Tanayim that we find this very Machlokas. This very Machlokas appears in a different context. Now, this different context is going to bring us into an entirely different discussion of the complications of bringing a Karban Toda on various Yom Tovim, but in our interpretation of the Brises that discuss a Karban Toda, we're going to see that there's a further Machlokas Tanayim, whether you're allowed to bring Nedarim Unedavos on Yom Tov at all. So Vani Tanai Ki Ani Tanai Ditanya Ein Mevi'in Toda B'Chag HaMatzos. You're not allowed to bring Karban Toda on Chag HaMatzos on Pesach. Why? M'nei Chametz Shabbat. Because every Karban Toda has 40 loaves and 30 of those loaves are matzah, which is wonderful, but 10 of those loaves are chametz, and you can't do that on Pesach. Lo Ba'atzeres, and also V'lo Ba'atzeres, you're not allowed to bring Karban Toda on Shavuos M'nei Shu Yom Tov, because it's Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to bring Nedarim Unedavos on Yom Tov, even a Karban Toda. Avol mevi adam todaso bis sukkas. But you're allowed to bring a Karban Toda on Sukkas. There's a daf yomi coincidence as we head into Sukkas. That you're allowed to bring a Karban Toda on Sukkas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, harehu omer. I mean, it's not a kunst to have a daf yomi coincidence in Mesechus Yom Tov as we're heading into. But whatever. Rabbi Shimon Omer, harehu omer. Pasuk says that Shalosh Pam Bashana, you're supposed to go see Pnei Hashem Elokecha, Bechag HaMatzos, Bechag HaShavuos, Bechag HaSukkos. And it says, V'lo yiras Pnei Hashem Reikam, the pasuk concludes. So we darshan, kol Shabbat Bechag HaMatzos, any carbon that could be brought on Pesach, b'chag Shavuos b'chag Sukkos, is also brought on Shavuos and Sukkos. Kol Shalova b'chag HaMatzos, ain't b'chag Shavuos b'chag Sukkos. So anything that can't be brought on Chag HaMatzos also cannot be brought on Chag HaShavuos and Chag HaSukkos. We'll have to see what that means and what he's trying to express. Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Shimon Omer, now we have a third shita. Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Shimon says, maybe Adam Todaso b'chag HaSukkos v'yotze b'yidei chavaso mishum simcha. That a person is allowed to bring his Karban Toda on Sukkos, and not only that, through bringing the Karban Toda, he's yotze his mitzvah of simchas yom tovs. Ain't simcha l'basar, you need basar karbanos. So you would think, well, that, for that I need to bring Shalmei Simcha. I need to have a special designated karban just for the sake of the mitzvah of simcha. So says Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, no. If you have to bring a Karban Toda anyway, you can double dip. You can bring that Karban Toda and be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha with the meat of the zevach. Toda is not only loaves of bread. It's loaves of bread. It's a mincha. The loaves of bread are a mincha that come together with a zevach. There's a karban. There's an animal also. So that animal, eating that animal, is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of simcha. You're already mechuyev because you already made a neder to bring this Karban Toda. How could you be yotzei the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha with something that you're mechuyev to do anyway? So this is fundamental to the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha, that v'samachta b'chagecha does not demand its own carbon. V'samachta b'chagecha demands that you eat carbon meat, but it doesn't have to be a meat that was exclusively for the sake of Shalmei Simcha. It could be as long as you're eating carbon meat, you're yotzei the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. But v'ein yotzei ba mishum chagiga, you cannot use the carbon toda to be yotzei the mitzvah of chagiga, because that's an actual requirement of an independent carbon. Shalmei Chagiga is a separate carbon that has to be brought. You can't double dip with a carbon toad that's used after Shalmei Chagiga. For Shalmei Simcha, yeah, you can use it to be yotze in the midst of Simcha, but not for Shalmei Chagiga. So those are the three shitos in the Braisa. That's the end of the Braisa. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Braisa. So again, the first shita in the Braisa just said that you're not allowed to bring a carbon toad on Pesach because of the Chametz, nor on Shavuos because it's Yontif, but you're allowed to bring it on Sukkos. Then we had Rabbi Shimon who said, well, anything that's brought brought on Pesach could be brought on Shavuos and Sukkos as well. And anything that's not brought on Pesach cannot be brought on Shavuos and Sukkos, whatever that means. And then Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said, a Karban Todah can double as your mitzvah of Simcha, but not as your mitzvah of Chagiga. So now we need to explain each Shita and also see how this ties back into whether you're a machlokas, whether you're allowed to bring the Dharma and the Davos on Yantiv. So Amar, let's go one sheet at a time. Aim Nevi and Todah b'chag matzos mei chametz shabbat. The Tanakhama said, no carbon Todah on Pesach because it's got chametz in it. Pshita, that is abundantly obvious. Obviously, you're not allowed to be baking chametz on Pesach. So Amar Avad the Bered Rav Yitzchak, Na'ami Lar Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Hacha Bar Ba Asra Skinan. No, we're talking about Erev Pesach. That you're not even allowed to bring carbon Todah on Erev Pesach. You notice in davening, we skip Mizma L'Soda at two odd times. There's no other part of davening that you skip Dafka these two times a year. Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Karban Todah is supposed to be eaten, the Lachmei Todah are eaten liyom v'layla shel acharav, and you're not allowed to minimize the end, the timing within which you can eat the Lachmei Todah. So, but if Yom Kippur would cut it short, obviously, he's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, and Pesach would cut it short, because you're not allowed to eat chametz beyond a certain zman. So over here, we're talking about Erev Pesach. Ksavar, ein v'in kachem beis psul, and we're working with these assumption that you're not allowed to bring kachem to the base of psul. Todah is eaten for yom v'layla shel achrav. If you bring it on Erev Pesach, you're limiting the time that you're allowed to eat the lachmei chametz until the sof shor revius of Erev Pesach, because after that it's going to be asur ba'achila. So we don't want to passel. It's hard enough to eat 40 lachmei todah in such a short amount of time as it is. To make the time even shorter is going to be even worse. It's going to be even more challenging to eat the lachmei todah. The Tzlach points out, oh, wait a second, why is it only mitzad the chametz? Mitzad the matzah, you're also minimizing the amount of time. Because while you're allowed to eat matzah that night, that whole day you're not allowed to eat matzah. Kol ochel matzah b'erev Pesach, skilu bala resasa beis chamav. You're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So the Tzlach suggests that maybe the idea of not bringing kachem the base of psul is only when you're moving up the deadline, meaning the sof zman achila. But if you're creating a time in the middle where you're not allowed to eat it, that's not called being maybe kachem the base of psul, because you'll still try to gobble it all up before the deadline. But if you're not moving the deadline forward, so then it's not going to be a we're moving it back, then it's not going to be a problem of being mevi kachim lebeis apsul. So that's how the Tzlach understands. The Tzlach further asks, well, wait a second. Asei doch losasei, if it's a losasei sheini mokaris. Achilas chametz on Pesach is an isokaris. Achilas chametz on Erev Pesach is not an Isra Kares. So why can't you bring why can't we say that the Asay of Achilas Kachim should come and be docha the lav of Achilas Chametz on Erev Pesach? So that's a kasha that the Tzlach asks. It would still be maybe Lebes Apsul, because once Pesach starts, it becomes a Chiv Kares. So it says Gemara, Velo, but wait a second, the Tanakama goes on to say, I'm sorry, Velo Batzeres, Tanakama goes on to say, now that we've explained the first line in Tanakama, where Tanakama said, no Karban Todah on Pesach. We said, nah, he doesn't mean on Pesach. That's obvious. He means even on Erev Pesach, you don't bring Karban Todah. Tanakama went on to say, Veloba Atzeres Mnei Shru Yomtov. You also don't bring Karban Todah on Shavuos because it's Yomtov. So you're not allowed to bring Karbanos that are unnecessary on Yomtov. Ooh, Kasavar, Nedarim, Nedavos, ain't craving Yomtov. There we have one Shita that says, Nedarim, Nedavos cannot be brought in Yomtov. Remember, this is the whole reason we're bringing this whole discussion, is because we want to bring a Raya that there's a Machlokas whether you're allowed to bring Nedarim, Nedavos, and Yomtov. So here you have the Tanakama on record, you're not allowed to bring the Dharma Rodavas and Yom Tov. And then the Tanakhama said, Aval mevi adam todas b'chag ha-sukkos, but you're allowed to bring Karban Todah on Sukkos. Well, emas, ilim ebi Yom Tov v'atzmo, if it's on the Yom Tov, on the first day of Sukkos, v'amit lo b'atzeres v'neshu Yom Tov, that wouldn't make any sense. We just said you're not allowed to bring the Dharma Rodavas and Yom Tov, and that's why you can't bring it on Shavuos. Ela b'chol ha-shamoy. No, when he says you're allowed to bring it on Sukkos, he means on Chol ha-moed Sukkos, because that's not Yom Tov, so you're allowed to bring on Chol ha-moed Sukkos. Okay, then the second Shita in the Braisa came and said, Rabbi Shimon Omer, now we analyze the second Shita, Reyu Omer, B'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shuos, b'chag ha-sukos, kol shabba b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shuos, b'chag ha-sukos. Whatever could be brought on Pesach can also be brought on Shavuos and Sukkos, b'kol shalava b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shuos, b'chag ha-sukos. Anything that can't be brought on Pesach also can't be brought on Shavuos and Sukkos. So the Gemara assumes what Rabbi Shimon is telling us is that we make a hekesh between all of the shalosh regalim to each other, and just like Nedarim or Nedavos of Karban Todah cannot be brought on Pesach at all because of the Chametz Shabbat, so too cannot be brought on Shavuos or Sukkos either, because Nedarim and Davos cannot be brought on Yom Tov, even not on Chol HaMoed, that you're not even allowed to bring on Chol HaMoed. So wow, that's quite a chumrah. He's telling us you can't even bring Karban Todah, not only not on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, not on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, not even on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So Mask Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira says, does that make any sense that you're not allowed to bring Karban Todah on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? Hashta Salusi Misaltinan Nedarim and Davos Mibay. You know what you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? You're allowed to Salusi Misaltinan. What does that mean? You're allowed to Salusi Misaltinan. What are you allowed to do? So Machlokas Rishonim, what that means. Rashi understands it means you're allowed to take wood from, you're allowed to cut wood from Mechubar on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. You could go wood chopping on Chol HaMoed Sukkos because it's a Tzorach HaMoed. Rabbi Nachananel says it means that you're allowed to make baskets, so you're allowed to do basket weaving on Chol HaMoed, so for a Chol HaMoed activity or whatever. The Meiri says that you're allowed to grind wheat on Chol HaMoed. That's from Lashon of Solas, making flour out of out of wheat. Shidim Gretzis quotes the Yesh Mefarshim that it means to chop wood that's already cut from the ground. But then he says that you're allowed to do in Yontif, so that can't be what it means. But whatever it means, you're allowed even Salusi Misaltinan. So Nedarim Nedavos Mibayi, do you need to tell me I'm allowed to bring the Dharma and Davos on Chol HaMoed? There's no way that anyone would say that it's Asur to bring the Dharma and Davos on Chol HaMoed. So that we must be misunderstanding this second sheet of the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon. So Abaye says, Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama both agree, of course you're allowed to bring the Dharma and Davos on Chol HaMoed. Ki pligi the Mekam Alei B'Bal Ta'acher. The whole Machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon has nothing to do with whether you're allowed to bring the carbon. It's all about whether you're in violation of Bal Ta'acher. In that, Tanakama says, that one violates Bal Ta'acher if three regalim pass from the time of your neder, even not in order, not in the order that it says in the Torah of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So if you made a neder before Sukkos, you violate Bal Ta'acher after Shavuos. And if you took a neder before Shavuos, you violate Bal Ta'acher after Pesach. So that's what the Tanna Kama says. Bring your Karban Todah on Chag HaSukkos. That's an Eitzah Tova. That even if you took your neder right before Sukkos, so you think, I got plenty of time, I could bring it on Pesach, I could bring it on Shavuos. No, you can't. It's a Karban Todah. And a Karban Todah can't be brought in Pesach, and it can't be brought in Shavuos, so you better bring it right now. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Savar, Kesidron in, Shalok Sidron lo, that you only violate Bal Ta'acher if the Regalim pass in order. So if you took the Nedah right before Sukkos, don't worry, no rush to bring it this Sukkos. You'll bring it next Sukkos, because you're not going to violate Bal Ta'acher until after that anyway, since you only violate if the three Regalim pass in order, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, so the clock doesn't start ticking on your Bal Ta'acher until Pesach time, even though you took the neder before Sukkos. Then the third sheet in the Braisa, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Omer, maybe Adam Todas b'Chag HaSukkos, and a person can bring his Todah on Sukkos, Amas, when does he mean? Ilim b'chol shomoyed ha'an Tanakama. If he means Chol HaMoed, Tanakama also said you could bring it on Chol HaMoed. Elo b'yom tov, he must hold you, you're even allowed to bring it on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. V'kasavar, nedarim v'nedavos kreven b'yom tov. And that's the sheet that holds that you're allowed to bring the nedarim v'nedavos on Yom Tov. So, sheet number one and sheet number three disagree with whether you're allowed to bring the Dharma and Davos and Yom Tov, which is exactly what we were looking for. But Umayshah Chag HaSukkos Tanakad, if he holds that you're allowed to bring the Dharma and Davos and Yom Tov, why does he identify Sukkos? Why doesn't he say you're allowed to bring it on Shavuos? Why does he say Sukkos? So Rabbi Lezer B'Shimon L'Tamei, this is Rabbi Lezer B'Shimon L'Shitaso, Titanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says that since the Torah says b'chag matz, b'chag shos, b'chag sukkos, lo yomar chag sukkos shabbat kas medaber. It doesn't need to say chag sukkos. The Torah was already talking about chag sukkos. It said chag sukkos tasalucha shivas yamim. So even though it's going to go and list all the regalim to tell me about Bal Ta'acher, it doesn't have to mention sukkos because we know we're talking about sukkos. Loma nemar, lomar shezeh achron. Why does it mention sukkos to tell me that that's the last in the order of the regalim that determines when you violate Bal Ta'acher? Until Pesach, Atzeres, and Sukkos pass in order, you're not in violation of Bal Ta'acher. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says, not true. Why does it say Chag HaSukkos again? Lomar Shezegorim, to tell me that's the only Yom Tov that determines the Yisra of Bal Ta'acher. Meaning, the time to pay up your neder is not dependent on three regalim in general. Even if you took a neder before Sukkos, you violate Bal Ta'acher as soon as Sukkos is over. It's not three regalim. It's a unique sheet that Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon holds, that as soon as a Sukkos passes, it's a violation of Bal Ta'acher. So that's what the Braisa says. A person can bring his Todah b'Chag HaSukkos in order not to violate Bal Ta'acher. He better bring his Todah on Chag HaSukkos in order not to violate Bal Ta'acher. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Beis. Everyone have a great day.